I'm Sam Sanders in Washington. In the service industries, snow days can mean no business.
Normally, I make like 150 in an 8-hour.
Shahzad Boot, a local cab driver, has lost so much business due to the snow, he's worried about running out of money.
No, I'm just making $70, $80, but still I have to come because I have to pay my bills, you know. This is another problem. Bills don't stop.
Boot might be able to pick up more business as soon as the snow starts to clear. When he snowed in, there's not much to do.
Just staying home, stay with my family, nothing else.
At Parlor Hair Salon in Northwest Washington, customers have been canceling since the snow started falling. Salon owner Chris Keller says some staff were snowed in, meaning other customers had to sit at home.
So they actually want to come, but I actually have to cancel them because the staff can't get here because the metro's not working, the buses aren't working, streets are treacherous, etc.
But even when staff were available, some customers didn't want to brave the weather.
People that actually called and canceled, maybe 20.
Last Saturday was a big day. I think we should have been open.
But Eric Hardy of Logan Hardware had to close doors last Saturday because his employees couldn't get to work. He wishes he could have stayed open more because business at the hardware store was booming before and after the blizzard. They sold out of snow shovels.
I don't have the exact number, but it's been a little less than 1,000 shovels in the last 3 days.
So once you've shoveled your front stoop, your first stop might be a bar, a nice escape from the claustrophobia of home. Jonathan Fain runs a local D.C. restaurant and bar, St. X. For him, business has been heavy.
This bar definitely does really well any day that people don't have to work the next day.
Last weekend, St. X ran out of hamburger buns, and Fain had to jump behind the bar to help out as the snow kept bringing people in.
It's like, what else are you going to do? You know, people get, stir crazy, so they want to go out.
As the streets are shoveled and life returns to normal throughout the East Coast, many won't feel a pinch at all. Their days off were paid. Their missed classes can be made up later. But for some in the service industry, a blizzard can mean a boom or a bust. Sam Sanders, NPR News.